And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. Welcome. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
How you doing, everybody? I hope you're all having a nice, safe drive home from work or wherever you're coming from. Maybe you're picking the kids up from soccer practice or taking them to soccer practice. But it's a beautiful day out there.
It's gorgeous today.
Absolutely beautiful.
Had a great time driving around and had lunch with you and did our, you know, we were hanging out down at the U of A. That was really nice.
You know, it was great to go down to the U of A and check out the USS Arizona Memorial. It was amazing that it's just room where all these kids are in their studying.
At Student Union.
At the Student Union down at the U of A. And,
they have scale models. They have some memorabilia.
Lots of memorabilia.
A lot of people don't know that one of the bells from the USS Arizona is actually in the bell tower at Student Union.
Student Union, yeah, amazing. Amazing. So, you know, here it is, December 7th, 2010. Long way away from when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. But we're going to talk about that later in the show today. Our guests are some of the finest that the United States military had to offer. They're both retired from the Air Force. Yep.
And if you can't tell, we are actually at a remote. We're at the
Tinderbox. Yeah, we didn't even say where we were.
We're at Tinderbox. It's 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. Mm-hmm. And if you are so inclined, come down and join us. We got already have a little gathering of the peanut gallery here.
Lots of peanuts.
Enjoying some cigars
and
some fun times.
Right, and we also want to remind everybody that if you want to get a kind of a sneak peek on what we're going to talk about on the Fred and Jeff Show every week, there's two ways to do it. Number one is to go on the website, the electronic companion, fredandjeff.com. And number two is to sign up for our weekly newsletter. And on our weekly newsletter, we talk about who's going to be on the show. We thank our sponsors. And starting next year, we'll start having coupons and all kinds of crazy stuff that our sponsors are going to be putting on there. So you're going to want to get the weekly email from Fred and Jeff because there'll be all kinds of wonderful things that you can use in the community to maybe save a buck or two.
That's very nice. And why don't we thank some of our sponsors?
And we want to thank Made to Order, Temco Air Environmental, Barker Morrissey Contracting, Arizona Health, our friend Lamont Hunley, who does the Fred Jeff Fitness Tip of the Week, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and Power Women Investing, and, of course, your friends at H&S Garden.
I was smoking a cigar.
I know. I saw you. H&S Garden and, of course, your friends at Ronstadt Insurance. So... thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. We got a big show planned for
you
today.
We have a couple quick reminders. One is the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus has their holiday concert coming up this Saturday, the 11th. It's at the Tucson Convention. No, I'm sorry. It's at Centennial Hall.
Okay.
And you need to get tickets. You can get tickets through the Boys Chorus office. And if you go to fredandjeff.com, you can get that information. Actually, you know, I can't remember if it might be the TCC. It is the TCC.
You're confusing me, and if you're confusing me, I'm sure.
Yeah, go to the website.
You
have to go to the website, fredandjeff.com, and you'll get the real information, not just me making stuff up.
Not just you going blah, 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 blah.
And also, to support the Boys Chorus, they have their tree lot over at Elkhorn. So on the Broadway side of Elkhorn, there's the tree lot, and I think it's between, like, the Starbucks and Chick-fil-A. So you can pick up coffee.
Beautiful trees there, too. Oh, very, man. Very nice
They're
trees.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, you'll be very pleased.
So head over to Elkhorn and get your tree. So one of our sponsors is Tucson Roller Derby, and we have a couple of gals here. We have Chase Banks and Barbicide that we have about this Saturday. Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Hello. Fine. Thank you.
Good. they're sharing one mic just because when we're doing remotes, we only have three, so having a good time. So tell us a little bit about this weekend.
The bout is this Saturday. The doors open at 5. First game will be at 6. Phoenix is coming down. It's part of the Arizona State Conference. So
we need a little payback from Phoenix after what they did to our poor cats.
Yeah, we do need a little bit of payback.
So,
right, I think we can.
I think we can do that for you.
Please, maybe a pint of blood or two spilled on Tucson soil would be good for us.
We can knock you down.
Oh. So, and we have actually some tickets to give away for the roller derby. If the third caller at 529-3508, 529-3508 will get two tickets to the roller derby bout this weekend. So anything exciting aside from death to Phoenicians?
Yeah, well, I do want to say that our featured charity for this month is the Toys for Tots. Anyone that brings a new and unwrapped toy will get a free raffle ticket.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, the raffle's pretty cool. Pretty cool. We talked about the raffle last time. Actually, last time I went to roller derby, I bought some tickets, and I won two sets of piercings.
Oh, did you get them?
I say,
what'd you get?
I can't show you. We're in a public location.
He didn't get them. He's too much of a wimp. Look at him over there. Fred the Pierced Wonder. No. So let me ask you girls a quick question about Toys for Tots. Is there, do you need more toys for boys, more toys for girls? What are you lacking?
Actually, at this point in time, I think that we just need
toys.
And yeah. Right. Yeah.
Any particular age group?
No, toys for all ages.
Toys yeah. Unwrapped and brought down.
Right. With the way the economy is right now, there's a lot of need in our community. So.
Right. Right. Okay. That's fabulous. Thanks, ladies. Anything else, Fred?
No.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of the break.
See, I'm being distracted by all these guys over here.
Well, then don't look at all those guys. Look, you got Matt Russell over there giving you the high sign.
Yeah, you know, Matt Russell comes into our remote and he's handing out On the Menu Live
coasters. Not only handing out On the Menu Live coasters, but he's twisting my, hey, you know, my dad's going to be in town in a couple weeks. We should have him on the show.
And we will.
We may do that, Matt. We may do that. So, all right. Do you think Mark's listening to us this week?
I don't know if he is.
So let's see. On the other side of the break, we'll start our wonderful discussion with our friends from the military. And I don't hear any bumper music. So I guess we're going to keep talking. Stretching. We're going to keep talking about something. I don't know. All right, let's do this. Ladies.
Yes.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you very much.
Can we get one of these old gentlemen over here smoking a cigar to switch places with you guys?
Yes.
This one.
Oh, Mark, can you hear me now? Oh, I know. So, but we're trying to take a break there, buddy.
I'm really sorry. I had a contest going on. I had to take the winner down.
Oh, no, very good. Very good. No winner. So we got the winner. Oh, he was on the phone taking, giving away the raffle tickets. So now on the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Colonel Lofbaum, and we hope to see y'all on the other side of the break.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars.
What are some of the simple ways five-star treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for house of light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout Southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff, and we are here at the Tinderbox, which is at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, southwest corner of Broadway and Craycroft.
Right, and I got to tell you, I don't think we gave the Roller Girls enough time because they were sharing with us that last month their fundraiser at their game, they raised money and food for the community food bank, and they did, you know, like over 1,000 pounds of food. That's right. That's fabulous.
Yeah, the month before they did breast cancer awareness, and they actually some of the girls had their breasts cast in plaster. They had some local artists paint the castings, and those went on. They were on for auction, and Barbara had actually said hers went for over $200.
That was very nice.
Supporting breast cancer.
Very nice. Very nice that they support the community. So,
and here we are with Lieutenant Colonel Kent Lawpaw. Now, he. You are
I was the 355th Fighter Wing Commander. No, sorry.
But there's been two since you.
Right. So the Colonel Commander at Davis-Monthan is Colonel Cherry.
Right.
And previous to him was Brigadier General Johnson. He's over in Afghanistan currently, and I was prior to Colonel Johnson. So
that's right.
I gave up command at Davis-Monthan in 2008, in July.
And you know, one of the things I really appreciate about you, I mean, obviously, your service to our country, but you have always been just so adamant about taking care of the airmen. I mean, you know, obviously, commanders really take care of the people who serve them.
Right.
But you really, I think, went above and beyond in a lot of ways, taking care of the servicemen that were under your command.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the military is only going to be as effective as the normal, common, everyday fighting man or woman. And so for our country, that's where our strength derives from, is from the normal people who have volunteered to serve. And so absolutely we need to take care of those airmen, soldiers, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, sailors as well, particularly the young ones and the young ones who have families.
Kent, where are you from?
Well, I was born in West Texas. My dad was an oil man. And we moved around quite a bit, eventually settling down in a town north of Houston. But, you know, that question gets asked a lot, particularly those friends we have who have spent most of their lives here in Tucson. For 25 years of military service, I think we moved 16 times.
Your family, or you and your wife?
My wife and my family, yes, we moved 16 times. At one point,
wow.
We moved 7 times in 9 years.
Wow.
And these weren't little moves. I mean, these were significant moves. Across overseas locations.
That's very common in the military.
Well, that's a little bit excessive, but when you go into the command track, the leadership track, you do move a little bit more then. But I'll tell you, and I know this is December 7th, this is Pearl Harbor Day, and when I was in command, I'd like to make the analogy or the comparison between the soldiers of World War II of that generation and of our soldiers and airmen, sailors, Marines today. There's a lot in common. And what is most in common is that the servicemen today are engaged in combat operations, which means that my experience was not uncommon. Our soldiers quite often are deployed multiple times during their time of service. For myself, I deployed for combat operations
six times.
Six times. But today, I mean, we have soldiers particularly in our special forces units that may have had rotations to the desert, to Afghanistan or Iraq, maybe 10 times across a 20-year career.
And how long is a rotation?
Well, currently for a soldier, it is a year. A little bit more than a year. Most of the soldiers are deployed for a year to 15 months. However, in some of the specialized units, for example, in the Green Berets and our special forces, they may be sent out on SEALs or another type of specialized unit. They may be sent out on special unit deployments that may last a little bit less amount of time because they need to do special mission preparation, go execute the mission that may take 3 or 4 months, come back, do some specialized training, get smart about this next target, and then redeploy for those operations. So it really varies, but the overall point is that our servicemen and women today are deployed for an incredible amount of time, much like our World War II generation was.
So for a kid growing up in West Texas, what was it about the military that brought you to choose that as a career?
Really the same thing that brings our servicemen across the country into service today, by and large. We have, America is different than any other country on the planet. We are intensely patriotic. We love our freedom, and we have historically across the years been willing to do what is necessary to fight and defend our freedom and liberty.
Today, and those of other people as well.
Well, yeah, so others, but particularly for Americans,
right,
and for our families, and for what America represents, that dream called America. My story is not uncommon. It is like the vast majority of other servicemen and women serving today. They love their country. They are mostly from the heartland. They believe in what America stands for, what it stood for in the past, and what we hope for it to be in the future. And that's the way it was. You know, I had good parents who set the right kind of values, but I'm not uncommon. That's the point I want to make. You go out to Davis-Monthan, or you go out to Fort Huachuca, or you see the SEALs that hang around here in town, and you can ask the question to them. They go in to serve primarily because they love their country. If I could take that one step further, something does change, though, once you do put the uniform on, particularly once you've been into combat operations, and that is you develop this brotherhood with each other, this fellowship and this loyalty to your buddy, all right? And that's what typically keeps you in service over time, is the camaraderie and the sense of brotherhood. Quite often you go in for patriotic reasons, but that morphs into this professional ethos and sense of identity with your peers.
That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Now something you were also very, very, very good at is the history of DM.
Yes.
And, you know, when World War II began, when it started after, well, I should say, when the United States involvement began, beginning December 7th.
Right.
Davis-Monthan was essentially just a little airstrip.
Right.
And
not even that. Well, and it's a great story. You know, that's one of the reasons why we love Tucson so much and why we came back here is because the people in this town, back during that generation and today, they get it. And we had founding fathers of the town. Look, Ronstadt brothers, you guys get it. And you come from a lineage that understands this city. Well, what happened prior to World War II is there were some people in the city that saw that things were about to turn bad, both in the Pacific and in Europe. And they petitioned, these city leaders petitioned the federal government to come and build a base in Tucson. Didn't have a name. It was going to be called Tucson Airfield at the time. And they successfully lobbied for it. And what that became during the World War II years, I contend, is one of the two or three most important bases in the continental U.S. Because at Davis-Monthan during World War II, remember, this was just desert land out there, lobbied federal government, construction began. Within 6 months, they were flying missions at the base. This is in 1942. The mission at Davis-Monthan during World War II was to train bomber crews to go all over the world, both to Europe and to the Pacific, to bring hell to the enemy, to the Nazis and to the Japanese. And we did it from Davis-Monthan. When I say we, America did it, and Tucsonans did it in massive numbers, more than any other base.
You know, we had a guest on the show a couple of months ago, Sky Lanniger.
Yep.
Who his family owned a lodge on the desert, and Sky was a World War II veteran, And Sky, one of the things that Sky said during our interview with him was that World War II was really a humongous change. That's what was one of the impetus for Tucson growing so rapidly at that point, because these kids came to Tucson to learn to be professional soldiers, and after the war they came back.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. You know, these airmen came from every state in the nation, I guess 48 states at the time.
Right.
And they came from every state in the nation. They came to, and most of them, remember, we had just come out of the Depression. They had been at home, mostly on farms, because we were an agricultural nation by and large, industrial as well, but many, many farmers. They came, let's just say the kid comes from the plains of Iowa or Nebraska, shows up in Tucson, sees these beautiful Catalina Mountains, first time he'd really been out of a small town, Iowa. They come to Tucson.
Sure.
In this incredibly, recognize that Tucson was a small town, but this bustle of activity of getting ready to go fight a war. Imagine how that affected their psyche. Got leave and R&R in the evenings, got to go downtown, maybe meet a few co-eds from the University of Arizona. you don't,
not a bad thing.
You don't think that made an impression on these young bucks who came in from all over the country? It made a huge impression. So the war ends. Where do you go? Can you go back to the farm? Well, maybe. Maybe you're the oldest son, you do. Maybe if you're son number five, though, you want to strike out and go back and see. You know, Tucson, that place is pretty cool. Let me go check it out again. And people came back and by the thousands. These airmen came back to Tucson by the thousands, and the jobs were there waiting for them.
Do you see that a lot today?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't – now, what do I mean by that? I'm an example.
You're a perfect example.
I didn't live in Tucson really until my last 2 years of service. But we came here. We had been all over the world. We came here. We made friends. We saw that this was a great place to live. And from many different perspectives, the business community, the professional community, the social aspects, great university town, all the things that you're looking forward to were available to us. And we decided, so is that common? Absolutely it is. I think when I was at Davis-Monthan, there were, during the wintertime, about 70,000 retirees, and I'm one, even though I'm still working in the private sector now, 70,000 during the winter, about 45,000 during the rest of the year from Davis-Monthan.
Well, I had no idea there were that many here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No idea. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So the economic impact, obviously, of Davis-Monthan for this community is gigantic.
It is huge. It's about $1 billion a year.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Now, don't hold me exactly to those numbers. They're close, but it's been a couple of years since I actually rattled them off when I was in command.
When you're in charge.
When I had to spread the propaganda.
Now, because I know we're going to have to take a break in a minute, but I hear this over the years. Is it true that at Davis-Monthan, that if the base commander is a golfer, the golf course out there is in pristine shape? If he's not a golfer, then it just goes to pot?
If the base commander wants to get promoted, the golf course is, the golf course is in great shape.
Oh, that's too funny.
But, you know, that's not simply Davis-Monthan. That's every base in America. So let's be clear.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Now, let me give you one more thing.
Sure. We have 45 seconds before break.
I'll make it very fast. For your listeners, go to Google Earth, Google Davis-Monthan, look at the golf course on Davis-Monthan. There is a sand trap on the golf course at Davis-Monthan that is built in the silhouette of an A-10.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that is a little fact that almost no one knows.
Sounds like a trivia question to me.
But my ball's landed in there.
maybe
nice, but the ball lands there. Eh.
Yep.
All right, on the other side of the news break, because we're going to the news now, we're going to talk more about where Fred's balls are lying at Davis-Monthan, right?
No comment from the commander. I can't be
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Elizabeth Edwards is being remembered today as a woman of strong convictions.
She was probably one of the most forceful human beings I've ever met.
Chris Chafe and other family friends are mourning Edwards. She died this morning of cancer at the age of 61. Some members of President Obama's own party will need some convincing to go along with a tax deal he struck with Republicans. Democrats say an extension of Bush administration tax cuts for the wealthy will balloon the deficit. The president defends the deal, which also extends jobless benefits and a middle-class tax cut. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is locked up in London, but it's not about his website's publication of secret government documents. He's facing possible extradition to Sweden, where police want to question him about the alleged rapes of two women. Ceremonies at Pearl Harbor Tuesday mark the 69th anniversary of the Japanese attack on the U.S. This is CNN Radio.
Weather can have damaging impacts on business. In a study by Citrix Online, out of 500 people, half were forced to cancel or delay a meeting in the last year due to weather. That's why you need GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you meet online, so you can still meet even if the weather isn't cooperating. Attendees view your screen from wherever they are, so you can collaborate in real time. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code 45. That's GoToMeeting.com. Enter 45.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of four Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And all DieHard battery chargers and portable power are on sale. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Duffield Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community in practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lawn Quintana Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
We're back. This is Fred Jeff Show. Thank you for sticking around with us. And for those of you tuning in right now, thank you again. If you go to if you can go to FredJeff.com, we have a picture posted of the memorial in front of Student Union down at the University campus.
Right. Where we went to this afternoon.
We're there this afternoon just to take a look around and refresh some of our memories about the USS Arizona. But before we continue to talk about Pearl Harbor Day, we have a veteran with us, Big Mike from the Tinderbox. And actually, we are at the Tinderbox, 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And Big Michael, what is the cigar of the week?
Good evening, guys. Yeah, today we've got actually a repeat. It's I got a new shipment the other day, and I wanted to highlight it again. It's the Antaño, the Dark Corojo made by Hoyo de Nicaragua. Great. It's rated a full-bodied smoke, but it's we're smoking them now, and they start off a little spicy, but they very creamy as you're smoking.
It's very nice.
Very good cigar.
Very nice cigar.
It's a Nicaraguan Puro, and so which means all the components, binder, filler, wrapper, all Nicaraguan. It's a great cigar, and I wanted to repeat it again. We did so well with it, and I figured people want to come in before Christmas and take advantage of the buy three, get one free.
Now, even though it says it's a dark Rojo, that's a misnomer for those people who might be scared of a big, heavy stick.
Right. It's a little misleading. It is a dark wrapper, but they do that by when they're fermenting the leaves and they age it. This is three-year-old tobacco, by the way. The wrapper's 3 years old. The way they do it when they process it, as they stack the leaves, that's, you know, the style that they're making it, and that's their goal, is to make it a darker wrapper. And I think that's what gives it the creaminess and the mellowness.
Well, now I have a question for you.
Sure.
Sometimes when I smoke a cigar, you see the ash is a little bit darker. This ash is white as can be. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, actually, I don't want to get too technical, but the whiter the ash, they've been doing a lot of studies recently. They used to say it was because there was a lot of phosphorus in the ground, but now they're finding out that it's actually what's called complete combustion, which means that that tobacco is burning completely to its finish. Think of a fireplace or a campfire, how some wood will turn white and some will stay black.
Right.
The white wood, or the ash, that's complete combustion. And that, when you get complete combustion, that's like the cherry. That's the goal.
Wow. It's really good.
Now, the Antonio Dark Rojo, I'm actually smoking a different cigar. I'm actually smoking a different cigar right now because I finished mine off a little bit earlier.
That's not right.
No, it was good. It was actually a shorter cigar.
Yeah, no, I gave you a short one in the beginning.
And it was very, very nice. And Big Michael, if people want to come down and get one of these beautiful sticks, what do they need to do?
You need to come down to 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, or you can give us a call at 747-4807. We'd be glad to help you out.
And the cigar of the week is the
Antonio Dark Corojo.
You buy three, you get one free.
Yes, you do.
Awesome. And on the other side of the break, we are going to be talking again with Colonel Lofbaum, and also with Colonel Robin Stoddard, who has some insight as far as what's going on in the world.
Very good. We'll see you all in a minute.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
And we are back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. And joining us once more is Colonel Kent Lopbaum, from former base commander with 355th Fighter Wing at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, now retired and working in the private sector.
Yep.
And so when we were finished our discussion with you about what was going on in DM, you know, one of the things that people don't realize, we talked sort of about a little bit about the economic impact of the base. There are thousands and thousands of airmen here in Tucson in active duty.
Oh, yeah. And it's really staggering when you hear the full number that are involved here. So let's just run those down. I call all of the civilians or military that are actually working for the Air Force in some regard airmen at Davis-Monthan. And that includes all of those airmen, civilians, who work out there at the Boneyard to maintain our fleet of reserve aircraft out there. In total, there are about 10,000 airmen at Davis-Monthan. Of those, about 2,000 are civilians and 8,000, maybe 8,500, wear the uniform. They aren't all active duty. Some are reservists. Some, for example, we have a combat rescue group that are citizen airmen. They are full-up combat airmen and have spent a lot of time in Afghanistan. We have Air National Guard. You know, we fly Predator UAV aircraft over Afghanistan and Iraq from Davis-Monthan. They're in the Arizona Air National Guard. And, of course, we have many, many, about 7,500 or 8,000 active-duty airmen.
Hold on a second, Fred. Colonel, a minute ago you mentioned the Boneyard.
Right.
What's the Boneyard?
The Boneyard, well, if you're driving down Kolb, south of Broadway, and you continue on down towards the highway on the right side of the road, you're going to see the Boneyard. It is about, I believe, I don't know the exact number, maybe 4,000 aircraft that we have out there in different stages of repair. Some of them can be generated within just a few weeks and then deployed for combat operations. Others would take a little bit longer, and others are used for spare parts for the entire Air Force, not simply the Air Force fleet, but Marine Corps, Navy, and Army as well.
Wow.
And our actually some international. If you look over there off to the right as you're going down south on Kolb, you'll see that there's some Norwegian C-130s, actually, that they pay the United States to store their aircraft, as one example. It is a strategic national resource for America.
And so it's because of the weather conditions?
It's because of the weather conditions, the soil conditions, the alkalinity in the soil. It is the ideal place in our nation to store aircraft for the long haul.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, now we always talk about the 355th Fighter Wing. I mean, and the commander there is sort of the lord of the facility.
Right.
But we have a lot of other tenants, and we have our seasonal visitors that come in and train here. 12th Air Force is based out of DM.
Right.
There's a lot of activity going on.
It's huge. I mean, in total, and my numbers may be just slightly dated, but about 120 aircraft across a vast number of missions. Of course, the largest unit there at Davis-Monthan is the 355th Fighter Wing. That comprises the A-10 organization, about 80 A-10s, both combat A-10s and training A-10s. But in addition, we have two combat rescue groups comprised of both helicopters and rescue C-130s and all of the pararescuemen that are heavily engaged in Iraq and now particularly in Afghanistan, both reservist and active duty. We have the 55th Electronic Combat Group, which fly the EC-130s that do a lot of the electronic spying, you might want to call it, but essentially surveillance of the electronic spectrum in the combat location. We have 12th Air Force. You know, the commander for Davis-Monthan works for the 12th Air Force commander. It's kind of like having an aircraft carrier where the captain is in command of his ship, and the fleet admiral is also on the ship. Well, that is the situation at Davis-Monthan. 12th Air Force headquarters is at Davis-Monthan, and that means really almost all of the combat forces west of the Mississippi are commanded from Davis Monthan, and not simply the Air Combat Forces west of the Mississippi, but the 12th Air Force Commander also has responsibility for all American Air Forces throughout Central and South America. So,
the Southern Hemisphere.
The Southern Hemisphere, exactly right. A tremendous collection of combat and training resources at Davis-Monthan.
Now, where do they train? I mean, we don't see a lot of people flying over the skies of Tucson.
That's
a good
thing.
Some, right. But where do these guys go and train?
Well, you know, training is not conducted over Tucson. A little bit, just a tiny bit of pattern work is conducted over Tucson. But depending on the airframe, whether it be A-10 or C-130 or the helicopters, can be anywhere over the state of Arizona, mostly to the southwest towards Gila Bend is where a lot of the A-10 training is conducted, and also to the southeast, maybe down towards Douglas is where the A-10 training is conducted. Whereas a lot of the helicopter work may be done north of the Catalinas, and the C-130s, because they can range so at such distant locations, will train all over the southwestern U.S.
Wow.
And they make it a particular point to avoid the populated locations to keep the noise down over the city.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the Goldwater, there's a range.
The Goldwater Range Complex, again, kind of like the Boneyard at Davis-Monthan, is a national strategic resource. Actually, there are at the Goldwater Ranges, a total of 7 air-to-ground ranges located about 80 to 120 miles to the west of us here in Tucson. 4 conventional ranges, I think of those as like batting cages, and then 3 tactical ranges. I think of those as kind of like when you play high school football or college football, it's like scrimmage prior to the game where you can go out and really practice the tactics. So we have a national strategic resource in the Goldwater Ranges shared by Marine Corps Yuma, the Davis-Monthan squadrons, the Tucson Air National Guard flying out of TIA, and also Luke Air Force Base. They all use the Goldwater Ranges.
Great, great.
And we have, what, a couple thousand people deployed at any one time, maybe 1,000, 1,500?
You know, on the average, when in my time in command, it was about 1,000. It did ramp up at times all the way to 1,500, maybe 1,800. But for as a steady state number, maybe 800 to 1,000 at any one time. So really, today, if you are in service, whether you be an airman, sailor, soldier, or Marine, you are going to see operations in Southwest Asia. Everyone does.
So right now, the Marines are big on Toys for Tots.
Right.
The roller derby girls came in and said, you know, they're holding a little fundraiser for them. But if you've got 800 folks deployed right now who potentially have families here in Tucson, are there services? I mean, Christmas is on the horizon. We're in the middle of Hanukkah. Are there services available to those folks? So since they've got someone in the family deployed overseas.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to point out any particular areas or organizations right now because there are so many.
That's great.
Yeah, across Tucson. That's one of the great things about this town is that there is so much support given to the base. But there is there are many, whether they be in the major corporations that are based here in Tucson. There's efforts coming from those, but there's also smaller level efforts across the city. So,
well, we had a gentleman from Stout Cider Mill, which is down in Wilcox, who is putting together apple pie in a jar.
Yep.
And he's got a program, right, he's got a program where for $39, he'll take 2 of these giant jars full of apple pie and he'll ship them to kids over in Afghanistan or Iraq.
So we'll actually put the link up on that on the Friend Jeff.
Yeah, we will, because it is just an amazing program. He was telling us the other day that he had a couple folks from Wilcox send one of their kids these apple pies in a jar. And they were cooking it up after they'd gotten back from whatever they were doing. And the smell of the apple pie, you turned it into a fiesta for these guys, and it really reminded them of home. So for anybody out there that's interested in that, we'll put the link up on fredandjeff.com so that if that's something you'd like to do for our servicemen, that would be a great thing to do.
Yeah, I'll give you one more if I can.
Sure.
I did want to mention any particular company or organization, but there is one that is affiliated with the base that is kind of like a large umbrella for the many. And that is Tucson Community Cares. If you go to TucsonCommunityCares.org, I just checked it on the web, and it's there. They can, if you want to provide support to airmen or their families, particularly for the deployed, You can reach that organization, and they will make sure that the support, the gift, or whatever will make it to the right place.
And we're talking anything from socks to cigars to underarm deodorant for the guys and gals.
You know what I would do? The way I would handle that is I would contact, before you actually pick something out, I would contact Tucson Community Cares and ask them what the needs are. They may already have a program set up for making supplies, and they may ask for a simple donation.
Perfect.
And that's so contact that organization.
Perfect. And we'll put their link up on the website
as
well.
What's also interesting is there's so much support going to the airmen. The airmen do a lot for Tucson.
Oh, my gosh.
There's actually a volunteer corps that comes out and does all sorts of community things. As a matter of fact, you know, we talked about the Tucson, Arizona Boys Corps tree lot.
Right.
We have a lot of airmen who come in and put in shifts to sell trees for the Boys Corps, but they do all sorts of stuff across the community.
Right. I mean, these airmen, obviously they have a servant spirit by and large anyway. They wouldn't be wearing the uniform if they didn't. And that probably was the thing that surprised me most during my time in the military, is how these young airmen, 18 to 21-year-olds, would come out and devote their entire weekends at times when we didn't have them with their nose to the grindstone on the base. The little time they had, I mean, they would be all over this city, whether it be with supporting a charity organization, a orphanage, United Way, Days of Caring. Literally thousands of airmen got involved in that type of event. I mean, it really is amazing. And there is actually an organization on the base that managed, because there are so many requests across the city for volunteer support from the airmen, the Airmen and Family Readiness Center on the base actually manages the volunteer program. So all that airmen have to do is come and say, I'm available, and they will get pointed in the right direction.
That's amazing, because instilling a sense of philanthropy in young people today it starts at home,
right?
But if it's not received at home, it's a hard thing to get a 25, 35, 45-year-old person to have that sense. And so the fact that our military is doing that with these kids is an amazing thing.
And I tell you, when I hear people criticize our younger generations about them being the me generation or generation Y or X, all I have to do is think about those thousands of young airmen Americans that I've seen across the years, and I can refute that argument in a heartbeat and say, look, these airmen and these young people are made of the same stuff. You know, today is Pearl Harbor Day, as we talked about a little bit earlier. These airmen today and these servicemen, wherever they are, made of the same flesh and blood, the same spirit, and the same heart as we saw out of the World War II generation, and I liken them to another great generation here today. They're all volunteers, whether they be helping out in the community or putting their lives in the line in a combat situation. They get it. They're real Americans, regardless of their branch of the service.
That's fantastic.
I've had the blessing of going out to the base a few times and interacting with a lot of these young people, and it's amazing the things that they can do. And we're talking about, 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids who are disassembling and reassembling A-10 engines, all the sorts of things that they do on a daily basis to make sure that we're ready to meet any challenge that this country may face.
Yeah. Absolutely. An impressive group of young people.
That is impressive. Well, we're going to take a very, very fast break. And with the couple of minutes we have left, we're going to get Lieutenant Colonel Spidey on and ask him a couple quick questions. So, Mark, if we could do two quick commercials and come right back, we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
What are some of the simple ways five-star treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer-lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star 886-0045.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quote it.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Hit the old
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my brother Jeff. We're at the Tinderbox at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard. One last little giveaway. We have another set of tickets to Tucson Roller Derby to the bout this Saturday. So caller number three at 529-3508. 529-3508. You'll get a pair of tickets to the Roller Derby bout this weekend, and we hope that the Phoenicians donate some blood to the track over the Tucson Convention Center. And just very quickly, we're going back to Colonel Lopam, and he's got a couple things to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to – you have one more guest here who's going to be on right at the end, and it's Lieutenant Colonel Robin Stoddard, nicknamed Spidey. You know every fighter pilot has a nickname. Spidey has always landed on his feet, getting the mission done. I wanted to introduce him because he was my instructor in the A-10 back in 1984 when I was a second lieutenant. Spidey walked on water, and he still does today. you have that impression from way back in the day, but I want to tell you just a couple more things about him. A multiple combat veteran, was over there during the early days of enduring freedom in Afghanistan when the fight was still like the Wild West. I mean, absolutely Wild West back in the day. A true American patriot. He is still serving at Davis-Monthan, still teaching the A-10 in the simulation. And so, Spidey, I just want to say thank you for all you do for the country.
Thank you, Yoda. Thank you, Colonel. I can't call him by his first name because I never will. He outranks me.
So, Robin, with a little bit of time left, being Pearl Harbor Day, give us your thought about memorializing what happened back on December 7th many years ago.
Well, we weren't prepared, and now we have to be prepared. And it's amazing. There's still veterans here in Tucson that were right there in the midst of it in Pearl Harbor Day. And they fought in the Pacific. They fought all over. We talked to a few of them this week. It's amazing. B-29s over Japan, Colonel Underwood. We have Chief Beck. He knew Jimmy Doolittle personally. He was involved in that. So it's amazing that you guys are here. And it's incredible, people like Colonel Lofbaum and others that are supporting our troops still after they retire. And your show, we really appreciate it.
Well, you know, what's amazing was I had the opportunity to go on to Hickam Air Force Base many years ago, and all these whitewashed buildings still had the pock marks in the sides of them where the Japanese strafed that military base. It was just an amazing reminder of that time and how that day in Hawaii changed Tucson. You wouldn't, when you think of Hawaii, you don't really think of Tucson, but it's just an amazing thing.
I think all Tucsonans should know that this is one of the most amazing combat units in the world. This base has been involved in combat operations for 10-plus years, and they have the longest deployed combat squadron, the EC-130 squadrons that are over there. So Tucsonans should be very fortunate. Yeah, roller derby's cool, but our military might be more cool.
Well, and we're very proud of our connection with the military here in mm-hmm. Tucson. So we've got 1 minute left. Anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, it's amazing. Here we're at the Tinderbox, right next to the Good Egg and Olive Garden. This is a neat place, and we appreciate the Fred and Jeff Show for bringing the great things about Tucson to the forefront, because this is why our country's so great. You can do stuff like this. And it's because of our Constitution, because of our freedom, but all that comes from the pilots, the fighter pilots. We have fighter pilots that are killing Taliban by the hundreds, and they're not even mentioned in the press. We have great people here that are doing the great, great things in combat. And so if you see a serviceman at the Wendy's or at the McDonald's or doing something, you know, buy him some French fries or put him, shake his hand. And we really appreciate all of this.
Great. Well, Robin Stoddard, thanks for your service. And
Colonel Lofbaum, thanks so much.
Colonel Lofbaum, thanks. And thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show, and we'll see you next week.
Fred and Jeff rule.
Tucson Show.
Having heard from all of you, it seems only fair, doesn't it, that you should now hear from all of me.
KJLL, South Tucson.